621, 1320 WILS. My next guest, John LeBoutelier, author of Harvard Hates America, former congressman. He's got a new podcast, The Revolution, the podcast is called, and I listened to a bit of it. Fantastic stuff. John, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Michael. Michael, thanks. That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, good. I listened to the one titled, Is President Trump Dangerously Mentally Ill? And I thought you talked about your own personal interactions with President Trump. You've known him for a long time. What's the nature of your relationship?
I've known him since 1981 here in New York when I was a congressman, and I went to some parties and met him there and seen him on and off. I can't say I'm a friend of his, but I know him, you know, to say hello, and been up to his apartment to interview him 4 years ago for Newsmax TV, and, yeah, I've been at some events, been up in his office talking to him once.
You were talking to a psychologist who was evaluating him as having, what, narcissistic personality disorder. Do you agree with that, by the way?
Well, I'm not qualified to say. This guy had written an article, had been written about, too, and it was a big story. So I thought, let's get him on and hear him, you know, give us half an hour on what he's learned and what he thinks. And he actually said that President Trump has three coinciding problems. He's got malignant narcissistic personality disorder. That's the first. Second is antisocial personality disorder. And third is paranoia. And he called that the triple threat of mental illness. And he claims, and has circulated a petition among mental health professionals attesting to this. And he said 12,000 people have signed this petition.
Now, but how much, though, John, of what we're seeing do you think is simply a performance and not something to be taken literally from President Trump?
Well, I think some is a performance, but not all of it. You know, I think that he's truly manic in that he's up at night tweeting and he's erratic, and he'll say this I've seen pretty frequently over the years. He will say something today. And when you bring it up a week from today, he will deny having said it. When you have it on tape, he will deny ever having said it. I'll give you a good example. Last spring, when he's campaigning for the Indiana primary in late April, the primary's in May, he's out there, and the story's in the paper while he's out there, that Carrier is shipping jobs to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he gets up at that time and says, no, they're not going to send any jobs to Mexico. Okay, that was that. He wins the election, and in November, December, when it was, as president-elect, as we know, he goes back out there to Carrier, and he makes a deal with them. Vice President Pence cut the deal. He's the governor of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And he makes a deal to keep some of the jobs. And Trump goes out to talk about this, and he says, you know, I saw this tape of myself during the primary last spring, and I couldn't believe I said it. I don't even remember saying it that Carrier wouldn't leave. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's pretty strange. I mean, you know.
Yeah, talking to John LeBoutelier here on 1320 WILS. I'm curious, though, in general, from what you've seen so far, do you think this is something, I mean, is there any real danger here, or is it something we've seen in previous presidents, just part of the character of the job?
John Ehrlichman, one of the chief aides to Nixon, said when that was all over, that to be president, you have to be an abnormal mutant. They're not normal people. Normal people don't want to run for president and go through what you got to go through.
I mean, end up serving him and serving us as a country for him to have some of these qualities?
I don't think so. No, I think in our recent lifetime, the most stable guy to be president was Reagan. Easygoing, not crazed, not manic. If anybody in that operation was manic, it was Mrs. Reagan, who was really the driving force behind Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. And I knew Reagan a little bit when I was a congressman. I had a couple meetings with him and some events with him. And he was like you. He was like a regular person. And that served the country well. That a steady hand, not someone who's up and down. He was quite consistent, and I think that's the qualities in a good leader.
And when you look at the cabinet and his support infrastructure, how good do you feel about the advice he's getting right now?
Okay, I think the cabinet's about an A. I really think the cabinet is good, solid people. The White House staff is a D minus. I think they're minor leaguers. Uh-huh. I think they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're giving him terrible advice.
Who's the weak link there? Would you say?
Jason Miller is the worst. He's the 31-year-old guy that's writing up these early executive orders that caused Trump a lot of trouble because that travel ban one went to court where Trump lost and was, frankly, was humiliated about it and behaved badly. Trump did now. It was Trump blasting the, quote, so-called judge. And that was a terrible way to begin a presidency, Michael. You can't have a new president taking on the judiciary and as if he's on some civil suit in New York City.
Yeah, he's about to put another one out there, too. It sounds like, are you in New York City yourself right now, or it sounds like
you're hearing it. Yeah. You're hearing it. I'm sorry, but I thought I'd give you a little radio verite. Yeah.
Where are you? So are you in Manhattan, or where are you exactly?
Yeah, I'm on 72nd Street and 1st Avenue at a bus stop, so I could sit down, and of course, no sooner do we start the interview with a bus.
And there
like
it is.
That.
And what are you doing in the city today, Ashley?
I am taking a nice young lady out to dinner after I finish talking to you.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Something fancy for dinner?
Yes. At her discretion, we're going to a restaurant. We've been 3 times together, and she likes it. So it's called Nello's over on Madison Avenue. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's nice and warm there, too, like it is here, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like 65 degrees. It's like spring, and it's February 23rd. So my mother would always say on things like this, we'll pay for this. We'll pay. We'll get the late March, early April, and get blasted with 3 feet of snow. You know it.
Won't surprise me. John, what's your outlook, then, for the Trump presidency? Is this something where they're going to figure out the problems and iron them out, or where are we heading here?
I think that the weak link in the whole Trump administration is Trump himself. I think if he will listen to the good advice he's going to get from the new National Security Advisor, I think it's terrific from reading about him. I don't know, but sounds great. McMaster and Tillerson and Kelly and Mattis and Mnuchin. If he listens to them, I think he'll be okay. But if he starts having these episodes of blasting everybody and ripping people apart and getting all insecure. That can't help him. It doesn't help. I know his supporters, oh, great, I sent him to Washington to blow the place up. Okay, great. You want to blow it up? Well, if you want to blow it up, you need someone in there who knows where to plant the charges.
Right. Well, you know, part of what people would say on his supporters would say that, look, you know, he's resetting the parameters. We're not equal to the world. We are, you know, we should be respected in a certain way, and he's letting the world know that you need to approach us in a different way if you want us to work with you. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, no, but I don't think this is the way to get the world to work with you. I think that I was just in Israel and Egypt right after the travel ban was issued, and this has caused great flummoxing over there about what to think of Trump and what to think of America. And And he was humiliated when the president of Mexico said, screw you, I'm not coming to Washington to be back for all. That never happens. New president invites a world leader to come to Washington, and a guy turns it down.
Right.
That's not making America look stronger. It's making America look weaker.
Yeah, John Labutelier, a fantastic podcast, by the way, Revolution the Podcast. And he's
iTunes and SoundCloud, you can find it.
iTunes and SoundCloud. John Labutelier joining us from New York City, where things are rolling along. John, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Indeed. When we come back, we'll hear live from CPAC. That is happening right now. President Trump speaking there tomorrow. That's next.